Emily Guerin is on the line with us here this morning from the Chatham Kent Public Health Unit, a public health educator, and we're talking about staying active in the midst of pandemic, something that, we've never really experienced before. Good morning, Emily.
Morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So we're cooped up in the house. We've got the kids home from school. We all have to stay active, but we also have to stay away from other people right now. So that makes things difficult, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it definitely makes things a little bit more challenging. But we definitely want people at this time to be getting up and moving, being physically active, increasing their heart rate and breathing. It gives them so many different kind of physical and mental health benefits. So that regular physical activity participation, it's been found to improve heart health, build and maintain strong bones and muscles, help maintain a healthy body weight. And a big one, too, which I don't think people always remember, is those mental health benefits. So it can help with decreasing stress, improving their ability to kind of cope with stress and anxiety, and also kind of increasing or elevating our overall mood. So,
and that's something we're all dealing with. Like, it's so easy to sit in front of, what's the show you're watching right now, Jen?
Tiger King.
Like, sit in front of Netflix and watch Tiger King for 4 hours and just binge and just be lazy. But we need to get our heads moving, our brains moving, and our feet moving, and get out, and that will certainly help us deal with what we're dealing with right now.
Yes, definitely. So getting up and moving, I mean, for children ages 5 to 17, we want them to be getting kind of 60 minutes of that medium or higher physical activity each day. Adults, we'd want them to be getting kind of that 150 minutes of medium to higher physical activity per week. So that could be like 30 minutes of physical activity 5 times per week. And that's things that doesn't have to be done all at once. It can be broken up into kind of bouts of 10 minutes or more. So you could do 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon. But the big thing is to get up and moving, limiting that kind of sedentary screen time. So when we're sitting, watching TV, on our phones, on the computer. And so really being mindful to kind of get up and move throughout our days.
One of the things we're seeing online is kids getting together, or parents getting kids together for play dates, because I know, hey, we're out of school, and, you know, let's keep them active and get together with kids. Or we did see a lot of kids over at Kingston Park yesterday, too. That's not social distancing, is it?
No, that's not social distancing. So with a lot of the closures of kind of the schools, some of our child care centers, with a lot of our recreation facilities and our programming going on right now, it's definitely not the time to be kind of planning those get-togethers with friends or kind of that pickup road hockey with neighbors. It's definitely a time where you want to be kind of, if you're doing activity, that you're spending it with kind of your immediate family, the people you live with, and practicing social distancing like all of the other times, so that 2 meters apart. So we want people to still be going outside, getting some fresh air, enjoying the nice weather, but if they can't ensure that they're able to maintain those physical distancing practices or social distancing practices of 2 meters apart, then we want them to maybe look for some alternative options. So it might be things they can do inside or things that they can just do in kind of their front yard or backyard. But we really need to make sure that people aren't kind of gathering or congregating in groups. So at some of these parks, we want to kind of limit that and make sure people can have that kind of 2 meters distance yeah. apart at all time.
So what I've gathered kind of is that families, if you live together, it's okay to go on those walks and stuff because you're in each other's space anyways. But if you're going with your friend from down the street, then you're not really practicing what we're supposed to be practicing.
Yes. And every situation is a little bit different as well. So if people did have questions, like, I'd recommend they call our CK Public Health COVID intake line or connect with us here, just because every situation is a little bit different. So really practicing that physical distancing is the key to remember here.
Well, we heard about how the NBA started passing it amongst their players. It's physical. They're right up in each other's grills all the time, and there's mm-hmm. and that spreads it really quickly. So when you got the kids playing together, it's the exact same thing, and it's on surfaces, and the list goes on and on. Now, parks are not closed in Chatham Kent, although let's not be surprised if that ever happens, because we are seeing some other municipalities and cities close them because people aren't keeping their distance. So that's something to keep in mind right now. Emily, we run out of time here today, but we do appreciate this information, and we'll maybe connect with you again next week to get some more and try to stay healthy and active during this pandemic. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, thank you.